What's up, everybody? This is Mario, and welcome back to another episode of Talking Endurance and Mastery. And today, what we are going to talk about is just the reality of post-ultra life. And I'm just going to give a quick update on a few things that are going on, and they're not ideal. Spoiler alert, they're not ideal, but that's the exact reason why I'm sharing it. So first, I'm going to roll the trailer, and then we're going to get into it. Do you want to complete an endurance event and elevate all areas of your life, but you don't know where to start? Then you're in the right place. Talking Endurance and Mastery is a podcast to help you create a vision and take steps towards your goals and dreams. I'm your coach, Mario Minner. I've completed events like Ironmans and ultramarathons, but I believe the true benefit from endurance events is how they help you become the best version of yourself. Join me as I share stories, lessons, and interview guests to help you apply endurance and mastery principles into every area of your life. Are you ready? Let's go. All right, welcome back, everybody. So what we are talking about today is just the reality of post-ultra recovery and just post-ultra life. Now, a lot of people, what they show, and myself included, on social media is just showing the training. They show kind of the prep, they show the race experience, and then they show crossing the finish line. But then after that, what happens? And so I have been taking this past month really to just rest and recover after Ultraman Florida. And there have been a couple of just realities that I wanted to share. And the first is injuries. Now, this is something that sometimes, you know, if with proper training, with proper race strategy and all of that, you will not deal with injuries, but you're going to have some, you know, some nicks, some bruises, some just little like twinges and little things that are going on. And so for me, what I have been dealing with is something is wrong with my hip flexor. Something is just really like tight, and it's basically prevented me from being able to run. Now, I've been trying to stretch and ice and recover in a variety of different ways. And I actually just got back in the pool yesterday and it felt really good. But there have been a couple of times where I haven't even really been able to like lift up my leg without pain. And I'm like, okay, I think that's a sign that I should just take it easy, rest, recover, and try and overcome this injury. And so that's exactly what I've been doing the past couple of weeks, is really trying to do all of those things that I need to do to rest and recover and overcome that obstacle. And I just wanted to share that because this is something that I don't think is really talked about a lot, is that injuries are kind of part of the process. Now, I've been lucky. I've been doing endurance events for 10 years, and I haven't had any like very serious issues that put me out for months and months or even a year. But I have had lots of different like bumps and bruises and little things that set you back weeks. And I think that just realizing that this is part of the process is one part of working through that recovery. But then I think another part is trying to view the recovery process as that next goal. I think for a lot of people, after a race, you try and figure out like what's next, what's next, what's next. And sometimes the recovery prevents you from actually setting that next goal. But the reality is maybe your recovery is the next goal. So I don't know if this is coming at the right time for anybody who is in that window after an ultra or after a race like I am, but I just wanted to share that part of it because I think it's important. And so that's one reality that I have been faced with. Another one is kind of a funny one, but it's another thing related to my body, and it's my toenails. The reality with ultras is that your feet get really banged up. And I have definitely lost a few toenails after this race. It might be disgusting, but again, this is the reality of it. It is just something that things kind of start to fall apart and they come off, and the reality is they grow back. So again, that's just another reality. But the last one I think is honestly one of the most important. And that is just right now, the reality is I don't really have another goal. And I think I'm okay with that because I've been talking about this on Instagram where I have always had that next goal. I've always had that next big race. And I am signed up for a race in June. It's a last man standing ultra, but I'm not sure if I really want to do that. And I think the reality is I'm not really sure what my next goal is. And that is okay. That is, again, part of the process. And I think it's something where I'm just taking this time to kind of reflect and figure out what do I really want to go after. Now, again, I just wanted to share that because that is what I am going through. So that is really the reality that I'm faced with after these ultras. And I just wanted to share that because I don't think a lot of people really talk about this part of the process. And I don't think a lot of people really see this part of the process. Most people just see the training. Most people just see crossing the finish line. And most people just see like the highs, but you don't really see like the lows or like the less sexy stuff. And so that's why I wanted to share this and talk about it. And so as I bring it back to you, I don't know where you are in your journey with your goals. Maybe you are in this window like I am after an ultra, or maybe you're considering an ultra, or maybe it's not even ultra related and it's just you're in a little bit of a lull in your business or in a lull like after some big event in your life. And I just want you to know that it's okay to be there. That's where I am too. And this is just part of the process. So that's what I have for today. I hope that this helps. And I just want to remind you, with grit and gratitude, you can do anything.